The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
Anytime you have a problem, slide into our DMs. We'll blast it on the radio and try and get you the best advice. Like Mandy, not her real name, but that's what we're calling her, says, I need help. I hate my best friend's boyfriend. Ooh. He's the worst. I've repeatedly told her about my disgust for this guy, and she just laughs it off. Last year, he got obnoxiously drunk at my Super Bowl party and picked a fight with my supervisor. I don't want to have a repeat of that catastrophe, but I want my best friend there. How do I invite her, but not, insert special word, face?
Look, if she's telling the truth, there's no way he should be at the Super Bowl party. If he behaved like that, and I think you have every right to say to your best friend, look what happened last year. My work was there. He got so drunk in front of my supervisor, my boss. I wouldn't want to have him back either. Like, if we go to a concert or something and I take a plus one and they behave terribly in front of the work here, they're never going with me again. I don't blame her at all for not wanting him at the Super Bowl party.
I would agree. I think straight up, you just have to tell your best friend. It sounds like you're very open about how much you don't like this guy. I think you just got to tell your best friend, hey, look, you're more than welcome to come. I don't want him in there again. I don't want it to happen what happened last year. But if she's stayed with him for over a year now, she is obviously attached to him. So I think you have to come to the realization that she's most likely not going to come to your party without him.
You're right. And that's why she might need to ease up on him, even if he is a fruitcake in that regard. Say, I will support you in your relationship, but this happened last year, and focus on that incident. My work was there. This is how he behaved. I can't even risk it as much as he promises me it won't happen again.
Or maybe that's it. It's an ultimatum, and you have to go to your best friend and be like, look, if he comes, that's fine. As soon as he starts to act obnoxious, he's getting kicked out, and that's the last straw for me.
Yeah, I think that's being generous, but yeah, maybe. It's a huge risk.
What do you think? It's today's DM Dilemma, and we want to hear from you. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764.
Mandy hates her best friend's boyfriend. And I don't use that term loosely, hates. She used some words in the email to us for our DM Dilemma that we had to sort of bleep out. They were so harsh towards him.
Words we couldn't say on the radio.
She's having a Super Bowl party and she doesn't want to invite him because last year she had the same party and he got obnoxiously drunk and got aggressive even in front of work colleagues.
Yeah, this sounds like this guy has a track record and it's not a good one. But she still wants her best friend to come to her party. She just doesn't want the boyfriend there. So she's wondering, what does she do?
909 says, tell the best friend your feelings. If she insists on bringing him, then she doesn't have to come either, as much as it may hurt to tell her she can't come.
Okay, 626 says, if I were the one having the Super Bowl party and didn't want my best friend's boyfriend there, I just wouldn't invite them. Or if you really want her to be there, then talk to the boyfriend directly. Let him know, hey, you can come, but you can't get drunk.
I don't think you just can't invite them because it's your best friend. She knows about it. And I think that might cause more conflict. A conversation has to be had. But I get her perspective. If you interfere with work and embarrass me, that is a no-go.
And that's what Nikki on Instagram says. Says, it's up to her if she comes or not, but risking things with your job is where you should draw the line. If you're having work people there, this was already an incident last year, then hey, sorry, because of what happened, you're not welcome.
So what would you do, Kelly? Judge Kelly.
I mean, it sounds like she's very open with her friend, and I would tell her friend, be like, look, I want you there. I don't want him there. It's as simple as that.
I think that's fair. Say, look, I love you. I will support your relationship further forward. You've been together over a year now or whatever it is, but this happened last year. I can't risk having that happen again.
Yeah, and a lot of people are pointing to that. Just be honest with her and let her know. And it sounds like from the original DM that she sent us, she's told her best friend how much she doesn't like her boyfriend.
She made it clear.
They've been together over a year, so they're somewhat established too. I don't know.
She might have to accept that.
And maybe not inviting her to this Super Bowl party because of what happened last year might put something in her mind of, okay, there's a problem here. How do we fix it to make things better?
Oh, you think flat out ghost. Don't even say about the party.
No, I mean, I don't think you have to ghost her, but yeah, you're not invited. And when the best friend asks why, be like, it's your man.
That's a statement.
Okay, that's why. Statement.